hell happened? Am I on?
Yeah, now you on.
Okay, now I'm on. I had it all set. What happened?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's make believe this doesn't happen. Hey, what's up, you sports V's out there and V's After Dark Radio Land, and you know what time it is. It's time for another fuck-up, and also it's another time to talk about Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio, the quickest sports talk radio show you'll ever hear on internet radio today. I'm your host, of course, the man himself, James Acevedo, and I have my partner, Crime, CEO of V's After Dark Radio, her adult toy pleasure products. You name it, she does it. She's a Renaissance woman. I give you the one and only Ms. V, the Toy Lady. Hello there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
This time it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault this time.
Well, what happened? Not that I put blame on you, but what happened?
It looked like that it just didn't pull you over because I didn't touch anything. You said it sounds like you're and I heard it switched me over. And I thought
because I had it
switched over.
Yeah, I did that. That was me. I switched this over. I look on my side of the fence over on my side. I saw that we were both mics are on, so I thought we were cool. And it's weird because I did the same thing. No, I think you did it last week, and it was fine. This is weird. I don't know. Don't make no sense sometimes.
Yes,
it is. Yeah, it is what it is. So, what is it that you want to talk about? I know that baseball is not too far away. You know, everybody's reporting to camp. Now all the big-time players are coming in. I don't count when it's pitchers and catchers. No offense to pitchers and catchers, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't know how many teams are doing this. The Tigers have been periscoping from Lakeland. And
That's cool. That's what's good. Talk about that.
I just keep missing it. But,
really?
The Tigers are periscoping.
Cool.
Every time it pops up, I miss it. But yeah, I mean, they've been really doing a lot of periscoping, which is kind of cool, you know. And a lot of people can't make it down to spring training. I mean, shit, it's expensive to go to Florida, especially this time of year. You know, so I really like the fact that they're actually, you know, doing the periscope. I'm glad to see someone other than those of us in the different industries are finally utilizing it because we never see that. So I was really happy to see that the Lions are periscoping. I mean, like, now I'm going to say something. Southwest Airlines does periscope. It's weird, but they do periscope. And they actually let you meet their employees. That's how they do it because they ask out. You motherfuckers got time to periscope. But you motherfuckers can't give a damn flights right lately.
Really? I've learned something. Southwest actually does that? Southwest Airlines do that periscope?
They periscope. Yes, they do.
Really? So they say here so-and-so, who's in charge of whatever?
They talk to different employees, and they and they go to the different hubs. I mean, it's kind of cool because you could face like with some. Now, I have not seen it when they've done the flight attendants. I mean, I'm sure that they have. I'm not going to say they haven't. But it's like I've always caught them like at, when I'm up going to the gym in the morning. So they do the periscope, and it's kind of cool. I mean, I don't normally get a chance to see it, but I'll go back and look, and I'll be like, damn, that shit was cool, you know, because they're actually showing you the facility, and then they're telling you how long it takes for them to do certain things, and, you know, just stuff that, I mean, I never knew what the fuck went on behind the scenes, but, you know, I knew that somebody had to be working 24/7 because planes got to keep going, but, you know, as far as meeting the people and the intricacies of it, you know, I never thought about stuff like that. So it's kind of cool how they do it.
Oh, that's interesting.
But then, like I said, the Tigers have been periscoping since last week, since the pitchers and the catchers went down. And like I said, if I look, I'll probably see what they were periscoping today. I mean, I can't speak for no other pro team because the Tigers is who I follow, but they've been blowing periscope the fuck up.
Wow. Usually with the Yankees, I've known since I've been on periscope since last year, they would usually periscope batting practice when they're at home. that's usually what happens. I've never seen them so far done spring training. So that's interesting how they do that, and, you know, because there's people that like to see that type of stuff because, you know, it makes you feel like you're there for those people who can't afford, because there's people, a lot of people, who take vacation days around this time of year, big-time baseball fans, to go, whether it's your team is spring training at Florida or Arizona, and they take a couple of weeks and they catch a couple of games. And they travel, like, whatever their team goes, you know, whatever facility they go to the face of not a certain team, they do. You know, there's the Cactus League, which is in Arizona, and the Grapefruit League down in Florida. Now, let me ask you, because I don't know this, but you would know this. Do they spring train Arizona or is it Florida?
Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, they do go to Florida. Okay. Because I only asked that
The rumor last year was that they were trying to move all of the teams to Arizona. I'm like, that's bullshit. Well, that's just me. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I've never had the privilege, I don't know about you, but I've never had the privilege. I would like to do that one day before I die. I would like to go to a spring training because it's real nice. Like, and it depends, like, which place you go to, what certain team. Like, the Yankees facility in Tampa is really nice. They've been there now 20 years. They used to, before that, Fort Lauderdale for a lot of years. So, but that facility is right. Actually, the Tampa facility that the Yankees do their spring training games is right by where the Buccaneers play in the NFL. The stadium is, like, right there. It's, like, not even a block or so, whatever it is, like, right there. So it's around that facility in Tampa. And it's real nice. They have their, I think their single A, not their single A team, but their it's not a single A, double A, or triple A team. It's, like, one of their other affiliate teams that actually plays there year-round when they leave to go up north to start the season. So, you know, it's a real nice place. 20 years now, exactly 20 years they've actually been there. And they have real nice facilities. I've seen other facilities on TV, and I ain't going to lie, as much as I hate the Red Sox, I think the Red Sox facility is the coolest, one of the coolest that I've seen, because their spring training facility where they play at on the field is a replica of Fenway. So they have the Green Monster. No, it just opened like a few years ago, like 2-3 years ago. And it's like, wow. And then I think to myself, that would be cool if they would do that, like other sports teams. Like, I always, like, with the Tigers, I always like the old Tiger Stadium. It's just the look of it, because it had that gritty look. The old Tiger Stadium had that grit to it. You know what I mean?
I went to games at the old Tiger Stadium, and I like the new Tiger Stadium because you have more room and it's more modern.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
The old Tiger Stadium, I like this because, well, I made more money there. Okay, I'm having a little flashback here. But it was really, really nice. And, you know, I guess, you know, I tell people, well, me being a sports fan and being an all-around sports fan, I've had a chance to go to, like, the different facilities. Like, I hated the Silverdome. I had been to the Silverdome. That's where the Lions used to play. Couldn't stand that place. And I'm going to tell you why I did not like it. Anytime I need a roadmap to get out of where I'm going, I don't need to be going there. That's just me. You know, I shouldn't need a roadmap to get out. I'm going to keep this real. The city that the Lions used to play in, they talk about Detroit, but I'm going to keep it real. Pontiac, you know, bitch got to watch your ass because you drive the wrong part of Pontiac, you might not make it. You know?
That's what I've heard.
So,
yes. That's what I've heard.
You know, you got a damn team, and all you got to do is make one wrong turn, and shit, you might be in gang territory. You know, that stuff lives in Detroit, but if this where the Lions are at in Detroit, you're right at the freeway. You weren't right at the freeway with the Silver Dome. So I tell everybody, no. And then where Pistons play at, now I've been to a Pistons game. I've not been impressed. But then you know how I feel about them not playing in the city anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm very I think that they should move back to the city. I will stick by that because I really, you know, I feel that if you're going to be called – the Detroit Pistons. But can play in Detroit, you know. I mean, I could have handled if they played in even Canton. And I know people say, well, it's outside of Detroit still. But the difference is that it's not fucking 50 miles outside of Detroit. I mean, it takes a fucking hour to get it.
Wow, really?
That's why I won't go. And from my house, it's like an hour and a half, damn near 2 hours.
Oh, hell no.
To me, it's not worth it to go.
No.
And on top of that, they have, you know, their parking is really fucked up. The city, they don't like black people. So, you know, if you go to a damn game and you don't have a decent paying job and you happen to get pulled over, these motherfuckers, you know, will hem you up like the fucking KKK. You know, they don't play. They don't like us. You know, and anybody who knows sports knows that basketball fans, a lot of your basketball fans are African-American. So when you have where you can't even go to a game because of the fear of the police, that shit ain't fun. And I tell everybody, I'm afraid of them motherfuckers. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it or say, well, what? No, I'm a motherfucker afraid of them.
Going back to the analogy in the beginning, it's like the roll of a dice. Like we talked to. You don't want to pull the snake dice when it comes to that.
No.
Not good.
You know.
Nah.
And I mean, it's bad to say that, you know, especially with the number of African Americans in this area that have pretty decent incomes, you know. I'm not going to claim to know what people make. But I know that, you know, as my aunt, I'm going to say like my aunt said, my aunt came here. Everybody know my road dog. We go shopping and stuff. You know, we did shopping for your drop during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
Well, my aunt made a statement. And she said, everybody talks about how poor Detroit is. But you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Still, when we went to TJ Maxx, the TJ Maxx here carries Diane Farnstrom. And for anybody who knows that, she's a very high-end designer. Very high-end.
Okay.
The TJ Maxx here carries red bottoms. And for those of y'all who don't know, red bottoms are Christian Louboutin. So my aunt is like, hey, if the TJ Maxx in the Detroit area is carrying this shit, this is TJ Maxx, you know, the off-brand store.
Mm-hmm.
And they got fucking Christian Louboutin, Diane Franklin. Wow. They had the whole runway stuff. You know, my aunt was like, y'all ain't too fucking poor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, shit up about Detroit being poor when, damn, TJ Maxx is carrying it. And TJ Maxx, a lot of people don't know that TJ Maxx does carry high-end designers. But for my aunt, you know, she was tripping because I was like, she's with me. And I was like, auntie, I was like, while we out here, we got to go to this TJ Maxx. And she said, why? I was like, because this TJ Maxx is the one where they got the real designer stuff. And when I'm saying real designer, even with the discount, that shit was still, I mean, we're talking about they had a fucking blouse for $750, a blouse. Me and my aunt looking at each other like, this TJ Maxx, this is not, you know, we both had this like, this is fucking TJ Maxx and we still can't afford this.
Shit. That's crazy.
But if you ever go on their website, they have stuff that's cost over $1,000. I mean, a lot of people might not know that, but they do. Because they do have the high-end designers. They do carry, I mean, the Christian Louboutins never last. They say when they come in the store, they're gone quick. And we're talking about, anybody who knows how much red bottom, the cheapest pair of red bottoms you'll probably ever get is $500. I mean, you got to remember, I'm the chick who just tried on some red bottoms and they were on sale for, I think, $850, you know. And I'm serious, you know.
Does that, with that, being that shit's that much, does it come with a lifetime warranty and you can replace it and shit break?
No, they don't. But I can tell you one thing. When you see me in a pair of red bottoms, you better best believe that I work hard from them bitches, okay?
Yeah.
Either I work, and when I say this, I ain't got no shame. My man got done real good when you see me in them fucking red bottoms, okay? Because what did say he was going to buy them for me, and I know what that means, you know.
Yeah.
I feel that I'm worth it and I've earned them. But I'm back to about the Periscope, and I mean, because we didn't get all that stuff. But, yeah. So you might want to check it out, because anybody who's listening and your sports teams are out there, you know, like I said, I know the Tigers are periscoping. I'm not going to sit here and sadden up any other teams. And it just happened to be, you know, just like you, I follow the Tigers on Periscope. So, and they do like the batting cage stuff before the game too here. So when it pops
okay.
up, you know, spring training, I was like, oh, that shit is cool. You know, I'm like,
I agree.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
that is cool.
Because you don't see that. I mean, I've never ever been to the spring training facility. You know, I'm not
going
to sit here and, you know,
act like you've been there. Yeah.
Say, I ain't never been there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what I've seen is look pretty cool so far, you know. But it's like I keep catching them after the fact, because I want to, they do it in the middle of the day, and I don't just, I'll go up in my notifications, you know how we're doing. I'll see that, you know, they say, oh, the Tigers are live. And I'll be like, damn. You know, and that'd be 2 hours ago.
Now, have you ever thought of ever wanting to go to spring training like 1 year, even if it's like for a couple of days?
I have thought about it, but anybody who knows me knows that I also think about money. So,
well, absolutely.
I would have to work
understandable.
It in. I would have to, you know, I really try to envision working it in with, you know, if by some chance I did Exotica and Exotica was during that time, I would probably work it like that.
Gotcha.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
But
yeah.
Exotica is never down there during spring training. And I'm going to say this real quick just for anybody who wants to know. This is a highlight for tomorrow's show, since we don't have a guest.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of Exotica, Exotica filed a lawsuit against the city of Dallas today, because they said they're violating their constitutional rights by banning them from holding Exotica there this year.
Wow.
I personally think Exotica shouldn't have never went to Dallas. But that's just a highlight where I read it today. I just want to give people a little sneak peek of tomorrow. Since we don't have a guest for tomorrow, you want to listen, because I'm going to really do some more research on this. Because I knew that there was something going on, but listen to tomorrow's show. Anybody who knows me, you know, I'm like passionate about some other things, but this is tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking about Exotica being banned from Dallas.
Yes. And,
you know,
ladies and gentlemen, that's what we call in the radio business, 101 cross promotion. Yes.
So, you know,
yes.
if I had enough time, I would probably try to get one of the people from Exotica on the show, but I really think that doing that, it may be, they're probably being told not to say too much, you know.
True.
But definitely I would really like to hear their side of what's going on. For anybody who has not been to Exotica, the one in Dallas, I heard about it last year, and they protesting last year. And people who were there, some people enjoyed it, some people didn't, you know. It was really a... That one you were throwing the dice on. And, you know, when you look at the Bible Belt, you know, that ain't, you know, it's certain things that, kind of like this, there are some types that you just say, fuck it, I don't even feel like fighting with your ass. And that's one of them where I would probably be the no mob person on that one, just because I am a Christian. And I can see both sides of it. As a businesswoman, I can see Exotica's side of it. But as a Christian, I can understand where they're coming from. You know, so it's one of those things where this is one of those, do I weigh my values with this, or do I sit here and say, because I'm a businesswoman, we need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see both sides of it, but being that I have family that live in the Bible Belt, I know how strong the Christians are. And when they don't want something, I mean, part of what I read said a billionaire came out and pretty much had to sit down with the city council before they made their vote. And basically, we don't know what was in it, but it seemed like it might have been a threat in there. You know, anybody who knows about how people with money are, when your constituents have major, major bucks, and they come have a, per se, one-on-one with you, odds are they not looking for comfort to see, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know.
Just saying. Well, that'd be interesting to talk about tomorrow. That's good.
Just a highlight.
Yes, it's a little high because from people that we know, it wasn't a lot of good reports on it. That's for sure. They,
mm-hmm.
you know, their experience. So, but we save that thoughts for another 20 hours from now. Put them up.
Let
yeah.
me talk about my lion.
Meow. Go ahead.
Yes. The lions are still, you know, what is it? We're at the end of the free. We're coming to the end of where they could find different people. And
yeah, you're coming towards the end. Yes. Yeah.
You know, and they keep asking about my man. And
yep.
Now, this is what I've heard. I haven't had a chance to do my research because I'm not a season ticket holder. But
mm-hmm.
the word is that, you know, they're trying to get the season tickets sold before Calvin makes his announcement. They've gone to the Ford family and asked them, and they said, you know, first of all, what we do has something to do with what he decides, and we don't know something that you don't know, and, you know, they've interviewed our shitty-ass quarterback, Stafford, who said, he said, believe me, if I knew something, I would tell you guys, and they're like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
right, you would, and he's like, I would, and they're like, yeah. He's like, are you, and the reporter was kind of cool about, so, are you telling us the truth now? He's like, check and see. You know, basically, like, you know, and he wasn't even sorry. He kind of laughed about it, you know, because they knew that anything that's
mm-hmm.
known, they can't come out and say anything, even if they know anything. I personally think that what I've said all along, that he is Wayne. I forget who I was talking to the other day. Oh, I was talking to my cable guy, actually, because the Lions was up on the TV when he was making sure the TV was working. And
okay.
a lot of people don't know that Calvin Johnson's fiance works in the front office. And I was like, do I really know my sports that well that I knew all this? Because I'm not going to lie, I thought everybody knew that.
Yeah, you've been pointing that out a long time ago, months ago.
So when we were talking and I was telling him, you know, hey, you know, this decision is not just his decision. You know, I don't know her status with the front office, but I know she works there, you know. So this is not just some random chick. You know, she's got a career. So,
mm-hmm.
and it was just kind of fun talking to somebody outside of you. No disrespect, but, you know, somebody who was a Lion fan and to find out
mm-hmm.
that apparently I'm a real true fucking Lion fan because
how do I don't know that you don't?
You know, I'm like, you know, talking to somebody, and I'm like, well, in my mind, I didn't want to, you know, but in my mind, I wanted to say, what type of fucking Lion fan are you? Because if you
especially,
really know your team and you know your players, you know, especially you talking about your fucking players that you want to keep, you got to know their business. I mean, you ain't
exactly.
got to go stick with them or nothing, but you need to, you know, so, you know, so I was kind of, like I said, it kind of shocked me, but it was funny to me because I'm like, I consider myself a diehard fan, you know. I tell everybody I believe Honolulu Blue. And speaking of Honolulu Blue, these motherfuckers talking about changing the color of their uniform.
Really?
I forget, whoever they hired, you know, they've been cleaning the house. And these motherfuckers talking about changing the color of their uniform. I'm like, oh, y'all going to kick somebody's ass. You know?
Mm.
And they're saying, now, the reason, are you ready for this? They're saying maybe if they change the uniform, they'll change the attitude, and maybe with this change, something positive will come. And I'm like, you know what? That's bullshit. You know, are you really thinking the color of the damn uniform is the reason why we ain't winning shit? Come on now. You know, that really irked me when I heard that because it was kind of implied that changing the uniform would maybe make the fucking players play better. First of all, the Dolphins, who's got that fucking ugly color that I hated? Because it's like that green and red together. You know, I want to say it's Miami. But somebody is green with a fucked up ass color with it. They almost look like a damn nine.
I think I know what you're talking about. I remember late towards the year, certain teams were wearing their alternate jersey. And I forgot what team it was. Oh, I remember one team, because it was a Thursday night game. It was the Jets and Bills in November. The Jets were, like, in all green almost, and
oh,
the Bills were, like, red.
I'm not talking about that damn fuchsia shit. I'm not talking about that fuchsia shit. I'm talking about
– okay.
I know you're talking about that damn hot, that shit that makes the whole color blind.
Yeah, that shit look like Christmas game. Like, you're green and red. What the fuck is Christmas? The Christmas ball? Fuck is that? But anyway, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm going to tell you whose team colors I don't like, you know, who, if they changed them, we wouldn't have a problem. I'm going to pull up the team colors because now it's fucking with me because their color is like a teal color. I shouldn't say green. It's more like teal. And that's why I keep thinking it's the fucking Dolphins because I hate them bitches. But
I wonder why.
No, they lie. you know what? I've never been a Dolphins fan. Never.
Never? Yeah.
Never.
Let's be honest. And when I say this, I speak for myself. Ms. V, want to chime in? It's up to her. I love Florida. People down there are cool, but most of you are not real sports fans down there. Unless they're transplanted New Yorkers.
I agree with that.
They're not. I'm just saying.
They're fans of Nicki and Donald. And Cape Canaveral. I mean, think about their tourist attractions. Their biggest tourist attraction is not their sports team.
Nope.
Mickey and Donald and Harry Potter are their bigger attractions.
And Universal Studios.
Well, that's Harry Potter is Universal Studios.
There you go.
No.
Just saying. I'm not saying all. I'm just saying at least half. But by the way, going back to the colors, teams I would say that they can never change as far as the NFL. You can never change the silver, black, of the Raiders. That would be a blasphemy.
That would be a sin against everything that we know.
Yep.
I agree with that. That's like the ultimate sin. That's the straight up going to hell. You're going to hell for that.
You're going to hell. Yeah, exactly. That's the.
And you know who else we can't really change would be a fuck
that?
Up. The same.
Go ahead. I agree with that. Yeah, and plus they're the only team that could pull that off, to be honest with you.
Yes, they are.
Especially with the emblem, with the Cajun,
Cajun
emblem.
You can't see that. I mean, I can't see that on anything but that uniform that they've got. You know, if you were to change it up.
I agree with that.
You know what, the Dallas Cowboys, they couldn't change their uniform because put them motherfuckers in anything else, you might have to kill the rest of the world.
Yeah.
There's nothing cool about their uniforms. Let's get it clear. I don't know if James will agree with me that I see nothing cool about their uniforms. It's just that I just want to change them, motherfuckers. Let them just be there, you know.
I don't care about Kevin.
Now, the Cleveland Browns, you could change their uniforms because Browns
they changed their color.
They
changed their color. What was it, last year? I didn't like it. What do you think? I didn't like it. I didn't like that.
I didn't need a new one. I'm not going to lie. So maybe that's what they did to get rid of the...
It looked like an orange-brown instead of the original brown, you know, the helmet. The helmet color. And I didn't like that shit. I don't know. I mean, I didn't like... You came from Cleveland. You would have more reason to say to anybody else.
I don't like brown and orange. I don't like brown and orange on nothing. You know, it reminds me of shit. That's why, I mean, think about it.
Well, that's why they're shit.
Their fucking fans are called the Dog Pound. I mean.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that they're called the Dog Pound, but I really wouldn't want to be in the Dog Pound because, you know, dogs that go to the Dog Pound get euthanized. And, I kind of like living. I'm sure that all of these Browns fans, including my family, are going to say, really, you have to take it to the euthanized. They do.
That's not to make a joke, that happens.
So why would you really want to be called the Dog Pound?
Well, you know, that's because it sounds cool and the hardcore fans are there.
I understand it sounds cool, but I'm just saying, when you look at it from the standpoint of what happens to dogs in the pound.
Yes, you understand.
And shit cool about that, I mean, you saying, I mean... Brown is in shits with Jim Brown. And that's
I was about to say that. And that's what I was about to say, but Jim Brown is their is not only their greatest player of all time, but he's one of the greatest players in the NFL all time, period. Period.
But you know,
yeah,
they ain't been, you know, they ain't been shit since Jim Brown. I mean,
yeah.
And I know there's going to be some people in Cleveland. We can't believe you said that. I'm a fucking damn. Remember, I do have two teams. I only cheer for the Browns, though, but they make it and the Lions don't make it. I'm not wishy-washy. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a, you know, my number one team is going to always be the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where I grew up. A Browns
yep.
fan, because I'm not a Browns fan. I have to deal with
your
my family. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's your birthplace.
I have to say, and mm-hmm. because remember, we're related to a former Brown. So it's one
yes,
of those
you said
where.
That. Yep.
You know, it's one of those where you kind of have to, you know, keep that in order. And people kind of, you know, don't understand that when family members used to play pro. You know, pro football, you're like, oh, this bullshit. You know, you can't, you know, they say, you don't sit there and say, oh, well, I'm not going to be a fan because I'm a fan of this team. What you do is you're a fan, but if your team that you're really a fan of is losing, then you go and you cheer for that team so that you're not a total traitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Johnny Football or whatever his name is, Manziel, you know, I don't cheer for him, you know, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't cheer for the Browns. I can't really tell you their players. But I'll tell you that if the Lions don't make it to the playoffs and they do, then I will cheer for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't got to worry about that since no time soon. So, you know, I'm really safe.
By the way, real quick, and I brought this up on my show. With all the evidence against Johnny Manziel and video, how is that motherfucker not arrested yet? That's a huge question, isn't it?
How's he not arrested? Johnny Manziel. That's Johnny Football.
Man, that motherfucker
come on now.
Be thrown in jail. Come on.
That's Johnny Football.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who he is. It's fucked up what he did. Come on, come on. I mean, the evidence, what they're waiting for? I like to know what they're waiting for. It's been, like, forever. At least, what happened, a couple months ago, at least?
I can't even remember what he did. I'm going to be honest. I can't even remember what he did. First of all, because I can't remember. I know he got in trouble, and I know it's been all over the news, and I can't remember what he did. But see, I can't. I'm not, you know, as they say, I'm a part-time Cleveland fan, and since they wasn't shit this year either.
But I see you more as a full-time Detroit fan than a part-time Cleveland fan. Yes, I mean you.
I'm a diehard full-time Detroit fan. You know, I'm not gonna even say I'm not. You know.
Yeah. Because I can't ever remember you starting a show and say, "Hey, let's talk about the Cavaliers or the the Browns or the Indians."
You know how I feel about that shit. You know. Come on,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, basically, Johnny Manziel was in a domestic situation, basically dragging his former girlfriend. Through the parking lot, you know, beating her ass in the car. And here's the biggest shit that really is fucked up. He while he was dragging his girlfriend, he passed by those valets, right? And the woman screaming for her life, saying, "Please help me, do something." And the valet basically was saying, "Well, what can I do?" It's like, boy, we live in a world where it's like, well, I don't want to get involved. Now, okay, I'm not saying for the guy to jump in. You know, beat the guys up, but at least call. Can you dial 911? At least do that.
Well, and you know what? I briefly heard about that, and let me tell you why he hasn't been charged. Now that you
please explain. Please explain to this to me, because here's the thing: because the girl, his former girl, sworn affidavit. It's not like it's just alleged. Because at first, when I heard about this, I said, okay, to be fair, it's allegations. You want to make sure everything is, you know. You know, whatever is true, whatever is not, and then talk about it. So then when time went by, then we found out most of the shit was true, then I put my two cents in. But go ahead. I said my say. Go ahead.
Okay. The reason why he has not been charged is because, for one, he's a rich white boy. And
white
boys,
I thought of that.
Just don't get charged immediately. And, mm-hmm. When a rich black man does it, when a rich black man disciplines his child, we're going to fucking make him pay like hell. But when a rich white boy drags his fucking girlfriend, hell no, we don't touch the rich white boy because rich white people don't do shit like that. Only black men do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I did thought of that because of him being coming from a rich background. That's probably one of the reasons why it's not like being talked about as much as it should. But to me, I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, the motherfucker should go to jail. I don't care what fucking background. But I understand what you're saying. You're right about that. I'm just saying that's ridiculous. With everything that's been proven factual, and the woman, you know, was, you know, sworn under oath about what happened, which means if she's lying, she can go to federal. That's a federal charge. She can go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless she's really that stupid, you know, which I don't think so, in this case, you know, he should be in jail. But I understand what you're saying because, unfortunately, that is the true facts because come from a rich background, depending on who, what powerful person he knows or whatever, and that influences the police department, unfortunately. I'm just saying, I'm not saying this is factual about this situation.
Who's his agent?
Good question.
If his agent, which I'm assuming since he's Johnny Football, is probably one of the prominent agents. His agent, you know, because all that shit is on retainer. You know, us poor motherfuckers don't have nobody on retainer like that. But, you know, as soon as this shit went out, you know, his damn agent was doing fucking so much damn damage control shit. He probably was trying to squash shit beforehand. That's what agents do, you know, because they got to save their money. Remember that his agent, if Johnny Football makes no money, the agent makes no money. So find out who his agent is because his agent, that will tell you a lot about why some of this shit is not out there because the agent is doing some damage control.
Okay. This actually just came up. Wow, this actually just came up just a few minutes ago. Johnny Manziel domestic violence case sent to grand jury. Police said Thursday they referred their domestic violence case against Johnny Manziel to a grand jury, which will consider whether the charge of trouble Cleveland Browns quarterback on allegations that he attacked his girlfriend. Again, this word allegations is not allegations no more. I don't understand why they had to put that. Anyway, police released a statement saying that they have asked the Dallas County District Attorney's Office to present a misdemeanor domestic violence case to the local grand jury.
Misdemeanor?
Yeah. To present a misdemeanor domestic violence case to the local grand jury. A misdemeanor. So dragging your girlfriend in public on the ground and beating her. And then on top of that, let's not forget, he took back home to her place or whatever, threatened to do harm to her, threatened to do harm to himself, and he ran off away. And the girlfriend was thinking, oh, man, he might actually commit suicide. So it was almost a case where it could have been a murder-suicide or just a suicide. But, you know, Manziel's attorney, Bradley Beckworth, didn't immediately return an email seeking comment Thursday. Manziel's agent, but they don't say his name, and marketing agency have both dropped him. His agent dropped him.
So this is really bad.
See, come on. And here's another thing. Ooh, this actually refreshed my memory, Ms. V. Even his dad stated publicly, I'm worried about my son. Now, for the father to say that, and Rich wanted that.
That's a problem.
To say that publicly, that's not, you know. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, it's not like, okay, the family's trying to cover it up. You know what I'm trying to say? For the father to go out of his way in public and say, yeah, my son needs help, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's no joke. That's not even including him with his drinking issues, him supposedly coming to a meeting basically intoxicated, but the Browns released a statement saying no, it wasn't that. It was because of a result of concussion issues or something. Like, he's going to be cut. There's no doubt he's going to be cut. and his football career could be already over before it started. I mean, he hasn't been around but 2 years in the NFL. So who's going to fucking take him?
Sucks to be him.
Sucks to be him. Yeah. And let me say this right now. I'm going to say this right now. If Johnny Manziel, you know, if all this, you know, and he's guilty, and if he happens to come back in the NFL down the line, I would be very pissed because, you know, Ray Rice, let me make this clear. What he did was despicable. But he has done what he has to do. He's been, you know, treating himself. He's been trying to make himself a better person, all this other stuff. And they're still blackballing him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just saying. I'm not grading what's worse, what's not worse. I'm just saying.
Hey, we already know that we're not Ray Rice fans. Anybody who knows us knows we are not fans of that shit. You know, still say that's Scottie Pippen's. That's still Scottie Pippen's daughter. I don't care what nobody.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, we all know why she chose to marry him. Let's keep it real. No woman in her right mind, especially a black woman, gonna put up with that shit.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Hey, you love your black woman. Wait a minute. You love your black woman, so you know.
Yeah. Trust me when I say this, ladies and gentlemen, with experience through my life, not because of my current girlfriend, but I've dated a lot of black women in my life. And one of the things that I love about them, because I'm not that type of guy. I love a woman to express herself. I'm not the type. I don't get intimidated by someone who speaks their own mind and knows what they want. So when I've told you with experience, there's no way a real black woman put up with that shit. There's no way. I'm just telling you right now. There ain't no fucking way. No way. I don't care how much you would tell her. I don't care how much money you have. You treat me like that. You kiss your ass goodbye. That's the truth. That's the truth. But you know, I rest my case. We all know, and you know, his her mother and anyway, moving around along.
I found the other team color. The Dolphins I don't like. Dolphins is a turquoise. Like I said, they're turquoise and orange.
It's ugly.
I don't like turquoise and orange.
Yeah, it's just no. It don't. It's stupid. It looks stupid. Is that I wonder if the same person in charge that did the breast cancer
awareness.
You know where I was going. You know where I was going. You know it. You knew it. You know where my mind was going.
That's why I said, don't do it.
Niagara Falls. Slowly I turned.
I'm still pissed about that shit. You know, I did not go buy one. I refused to buy one.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. I believe you. No. Well, you say go.
And,
I understand.
You know, but the whole thing is that I'm a big supporter of breast cancer, you know. And
absolutely.
It really hurt my fucking feelings. It hurt my fucking feelings that I could, you know, even though it's for a good cause, I couldn't, as they say, I couldn't take that one for the team.
No, you can't blame the team on that because all the teams had the same.
Had the same ugly
bullshit
ass fucking
design. Head. Yeah.
You know,
matter
that's
fact,
what I ain't understand.
Matter of fact, even the Veterans Day hat was better. Because they do the you know how they celebrate about Veterans Day? That was much better than the fucking breast cancer awareness. I'm just saying, it should look good for any cause, not just in one particular cause. That's what we're saying.
Come on, let's keep it real, because when I told you how good the Lions hat looked last year, you actually went and looked and was like, damn, that's just a nice looking hat.
Yeah,
that was sweet as hell. The Lions hat was sweet as hell.
And not to mention that you have it custom made with Calvin Johnson's signature board.
Name and signature, yes.
Yes, so that's a special hat. Now, do you keep that hat like in a nice, like, closed case?
No. No.
Where
I wear it.
Oh, you do wear it? You, oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
You know,
did you wear it recently, not too long ago?
I did not wear it when I did not wear it for the Super Bowl. I just had my shirt. But
gotcha.
Okay, you know who else got an ugly color? The San Diego Chargers. They could get rid of theirs too.
Yeah, but theirs is like the old school was much better. Like when Dan Fouts was there and shit back in the day. The ones now, okay, the design of the helmet is fine. I never had no issue with that. But, yeah. Although the baby, I remember when they wore a few times a couple of years, they had the powder blue one. Those didn't look too bad. I ain't going to lie. The powder blue didn't look too bad. I ain't going to lie.
It looks a little more... okay.
Yeah, well, I... by the way, it's still.
Now I like the I like the Carolina Panthers. You know, I like the Panthers.
Yeah, those colors are cool. You know, I always loved baby blue. So it's kind of like the Tar Heels, you know, in college. So that's a Carolina thing, which I like. So I do. That's a North, to be specific, a North Carolina concept, which I like. I always like North Carolina and Charlotte and stuff. So, because I visited there one time years ago, because my base was at South Carolina. I didn't care for South Carolina, but I love North Carolina. I always like that part of the Carolinas. So I have somewhere in my heart I do like North Carolina, especially Charlotte. I did like Charlotte, my experience.
I said, you know, the Panthers, theirs is cool, but
yeah, that's cool.
The Chargers could get rid of their shit, you know. Definitely, the Dolphins got to get rid of their shit. You know, I'm not.
I do like. Even though they're in my division, I do like that the Redskins wear the red jersey more. I think it fits better than the white. With the red letter.
My question, now, you know what? This is where my question comes in, talking about that. And this is just, this is not talking about the jerseys, but bringing up the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody, and maybe this is where I'm going to be not politically correct, but explain to me why are so many people having an issue with the Redskins refusing to change their logo? You know, I understand that they feel that it's disrespectful, but in all actuality, how many Native Americans truly feel that this logo is disrespectful? At the end of the day, you know, and that's the question that I've always asked. How many truly feel that it's disrespectful? Because anybody who knows, my alma mater is Eastern Michigan University, and we literally, you know, the school changed the logo.
Mm-hmm.
The Huron Indian, which is a Native of Michigan, to this motherfucking damn eagle. I started at Eastern when we were fucking Huron. Not a goddamn eagle, you know. And, you know, when we had the fucking tomahawk and everything, you know, I don't have a problem, you know. It's, to me, you know, and you had some Huron Indians who were against it. You had some that were for. But you're going to have that in everything. You're going to have some people who are for this. Okay, I'll tell you, the only, you know, and talking about things for and against, the fucking Pistons, when they changed their uniform years ago to that fucking turquoise-ass blue color, we see how quick they got rid of that shit because it's ugly.
Yeah,
you
that
had
was
a good
ugly.
Pistons,
that
everybody
was fucking
hated
ugly.
It. Everybody hated it. But
yeah, that was
when
ugly.
You're talking about, but when you're talking about an Indian, an American Indian, and again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but has anyone truly looked at it? Because
the
Washington Redskins, you know, and it'll be different if you had them holding somebody's fucking head in their hand. I'm just going to keep it real. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and this is honest. This is, that's why I'm here. Even as a kid, when I heard the name Redskin, you know, I saw it as a way to honor. And that's how I saw it, as a way to honor the tribe, you know, the tribe.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, I never saw it as like, oh my God, that's kind of, you know, and I don't even hear it as a slur. It's not a slur.
That's the case, because think about, you've got the Cleveland Indians and nobody has said anything, and they have the Indians
the Chiefs,
as their mascot.
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs, the Seminoles in college,
yes.
The Atlanta Braves. Come on.
So
no one wants to make a big shit like the Redskins.
You know.
Right?
And like I said, they made a big deal about Eastern Michigan, and like I said, they changed their...
Well, yeah, you
their,
said that, yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
Especially, I guess, and like I said, this is where my insensitivity comes in, because truly, is it the white... I'm going to ask this, because I'm in one of those black and white moods, you know, we come to the end of Black History Month, so I might as well ask this out my damn system. Now... You motherfuckers can have Angie Mama on a damn pancake box.
Uh-huh.
And just,
or Uncle Ben.
And just take her, or Uncle Ben on the rice box. Now, first of all.
Cream of wheat guy.
But you motherfuckers, I find that shit more, I find Angie Mama more fucking offensive. You know, because it's a representation of a big black woman saying that only big black women can cook. You know, you're stereotyping them. On top of that, it's a form of slavery. I mean, yeah, they did take her do-rag off and got her hair curled now so she looks more modern.
Yeah, they did that years ago,
day,
yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, it's still fucking degrading. Now, I didn't see the fucking white people saying that was wrong.
Shit about that.
You know.
Yeah.
But you motherfucking white people, because a handful of y'all found out y'all are Native American, you know, want to sit here and say this shit is offensive.
Oops.
Let me tell you what's fucking offensive. What's fucking offensive is the fact that when I go to buy some damn Uncle Ben's, I got to look at a black man who looks like a straight-up fucking Uncle Tom, like a house nigger. You know, and I'm not trying to be funny. There's no politically correct way to say it, but he looks like a motherfucking house nigger. Now, come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you want to get offended about an Indian... not get offended by a black person on our box. You motherfuckers been eating Angie Mama pancakes for years. And you got the Angie Mama pancakes first, okay?
Yeah.
What about Mrs. Rutherford? Mrs. Rutherford ain't never been white. That woman has always been black in this shit. Wait a minute. Let's go one more. Mrs. Rutherford is the shape of a big black woman. The bottle.
I remember those commercials.
Crying about being offended about that. Hell, come down to the damn Mrs. Rutherford commercial. So again, my insensitivity. Fuck y'all who don't like it, you know. But I'm not offended by the Redskins. I see it as a compliment. But you motherfuckers need to, you know, let's get. And why is it that the and another thing, these damn Pampers? Why is the Pampers baby always white? This, I think they just recently got a black Pampers baby. But there is something, the Pampers, I think the Pampers baby is black now.
That's news to me. Not that I go out of my way looking for diapers, like, but...
The only reason why I'm saying that is because when they did the audition...
Oh, okay.
They were interviewing the mother.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say, because the Pampers baby now is a little girl, not that ugly white woman that's been on there for 5 million years. And, you know, but, you know, let
me
start getting into shit that I'm offended by, you know.
No, but here's the bottom line. And I said this a couple of years back, if you so offended, the so-called people in the higher-ups are so offended of the Redskin name, then why don't you come down on all the other names of these sports teams and do the same thing, which they haven't.
They pick and choose.
Yes, they pick and choose. And let me even give you a fact, because I talked about this on my show a couple of years ago. The owner of the Redskins actually went out of his way. He sent out people to actual tribes and really did a research and said, listen, are y'all offended about the Redskin name? And about over 90% said no. I forgot the exact, but it's definitely over 90%. So, when they have done their due diligence, and the owner even went out of his way to look it up himself, to hear this so-called outcry of the name, you know, the Redskins name should be changed, and did his due diligence, put his time and effort with him and his people, and talked to actual tribes, actual Indians, American, Native Americans, and they said, we got no problem with it, most of them saying, then the rest of y'all should shut the fuck up and worry about something more important.
See, that's the problem that I have, because what you do is you get, again, I want to see the bitch, I want to see the motherfucking boycotting about Angie Mama and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben's, okay?
I haven't seen. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I hear no news about that, ever. I never, ever, like, wow, there's an outcry about, you know, and, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. And let me even be more frank. Like I said, when I thought of Redskins as a kid, I thought it was a way of honoring of Native Americans of the past. When I first saw Aunt Jemima, I thought of Gone in the Wind. That's what I thought of.
Yeah.
Gone in the Wind. That's not a good thought. Just saying.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. You know, it's also, to me, that's degrading, because for the longest, those are the only type of parts that African-American females could even say in movies.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, back then.
So.
But didn't she, I think if I'm not mistaken, she was the last black woman to win an Academy Award before Halle Berry? Was that one?
Yes.
I could, yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was.
See? I know some shit.
Considering they wouldn't let her ass go in the front door.
Oh, boy. Yeah. The hypocrisy of that. The whole shit is hypocrisy. It's so stupid. The Redskin. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? It's not like, you know, the, you know, Washington Guidos or, you know, the Washington Jews or some shit. Fuck. Redskins. Nothing wrong with that. I have Apache in me. If they had, like, the Anaheim Apaches, I have no problem with it. I got no problem with it. That sounds cool to me. You know, there's something, I got no problem with
it. I think if we, you know, since they born by shit, I think that we should get a damn team called the Southside Crips, okay?
<You know>? Yeah, right. You, I guarantee you they won't have no problem with that. Because that's people
do.
Killing. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Southside Crips.
And for everybody who's saying we're being facetious, yes, we are being very, very facetious
yes.
right now because,
yeah,
we,
yeah,
you know, we, you know, this shit is fucking offensive.
Sounds like Crips.
Hey.
Crips might have an issue with it.
Well, you go to the tip, but you go to the tip and you say, do you have a problem with this name?
If you live. Wow. Yeah, well, I'm just saying. But I digress. So you see, do you see?
I'm pulling this up.
Oh, you are.
They do have pictures of black babies on the Pampers box.
They do?
I'm telling you, they got images. But I'm gonna I'm trying to
How about this?
Trying to pull up because I think the Pampers baby is a black female.
Really?
I'm pull it up, but I'm pretty sure that she is because I remember vaguely remember the interview.
Hmm.
You know.
I'll take your word for it.
You know, naturally my computer is still on crack. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. I'll find out. We'll go with the rest of the shit I'm going through.
Yeah, well, it's perfect.
We are at the.
Yes.
I was gonna say we're at the end of our show and.
Round the dot.
You know.
7 o'clock.
And like I said, I gave you guys a sneak peek of tomorrow. I'm going to do my research on it because, you know, it's something that we really do, you know, it goes hand in hand with our show, the lawsuit with Exotica, you know. I'm sure James is going to look up the stuff also. Just because this is something we haven't had any news about the industry in a while, you know, be it good or bad. I know that they're still fighting over the prop in California, but really that's something that, you know, it's neither here nor there, in my opinion, you know, because I know the background on it. But in the case of this is something that, you know, I really want to see how it plays out. And we'll give some more information tomorrow night for you guys. Listen tomorrow night, so it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. Oh, and everybody, let me know what you think of the new logo for the station. I forgot to.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I love it. I was producing last night. I saw it right away, but I didn't, you know, it wasn't my place to say something because I wasn't on the air. But thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I think it's nice. Who did you do that yourself?
Yes, I did.
It's very nice. Very nice.
You know, so Blue Dark Radio has their own logo now. You know, that is our official logo.
I love it. Can you email that to me?
The new logo? Yes, I can.
Yeah, I love it. I'm not bullshit. I'm not just saying that because I work with you. I really fucking love it. You know me. I would have told you.
But actually, if you look at the new logo is actually on our new show screen for us. I haven't done the shows yet, but if you actually look at tonight's show, it has the new logo on it.
Yeah, I love it. I really do. It's real nice. Yeah. I noticed that the moment I signed in yesterday, and I was like, ooh, that's nice. But I wanted you to announce that yourself.
And you say, that's our logo.
You say, yes, our logo. That's real nice. That's real nice.
And for those of y'all who don't know, we have not had the logo for Bees After Dark Radio has basically been the same logo for Bees After Dark Treasure Products.
Yeah.
And I really wanted us to, you know, even though we're hand in hand, we're also separate. So I wanted to, I'll give a little, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I wanted to give the station its look so that people will understand we truly are a radio and not just out here. You know, so we have our own logo, and it took a lot. I was like, did you know that I did a lot of research on that? Because I was like, oh my God, this is perfect. Because anybody who knows the station colors are still purple and black. And to find the image, and then I did the work and everything because I had to do the stuff for the show. And there was a tomorrow night show. No, it's a night show logo that because I've got to do Bitter Black Bitch and our other shows. You know, with the new logo. But, yeah, that is our official new show logo.
I love it.
So you like it?
Yeah, I really do. I really do, seriously. Of course, I love it.
No, but, I mean, when you see that, what do you think? I mean.
Well, I think it's very professional. I think it's.
I'm not talking about professional-wise. I'm saying when you think of the name of the radio station.
Yes.
You know, when you think of Bees After Dark Radio.
Yes.
How does that go hand in hand with it? That's what I'm asking.
It definitely goes hand in hand. Visually, it visually matches what we're going for. Yes. Absolutely. It definitely matches the name of the station, Bees After Dark Radio. Absolutely. It does. And see, you didn't change colors.
Yes.
That would be blasphemy.
No, but you know what? But actually, it was a shock because I was looking for images, and you know, I was thinking, I was like, you know, we've got to change, we've got to get our logo. I'm like, we got to let people know we legit because people really ain't taking us serious, you know. So I did that.
I think you should use that for your Twitter header, or you know what I'm saying, like keep your half that you have. But use that as your header on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
If it looks good, if it comes out right, that is. You know what I mean?
Because right now, for anybody who doesn't know, my header on Twitter is the Bees After Dark background.
You've had that for a while.
Yeah,
you've had that for a long time.
Well, I was going to change my avatar, and I was like, I was getting ready to dig into the vault for my avatar, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to change it like that. Because I was going to do something really risque. I was going to pull out one of my risque avatars. And I was like, oh, no. You know.
Can I have a say in this since I'm part of this family?
That one, I'm telling you, one of the reasons why I'm not changing it is because it's one that I had up when I very first got on Twitter. And And now that I've gotten to where I'm getting ready to get married, I mean, it's not, I mean, when I say it's risque, we're talking about my man said, my now soon-to-be husband said something when I originally put it up, and he was like, really? And
okay.
I did not. I did not get banned from Twitter, you know, but
damn.
Just because he loves my ass doesn't mean the whole world needs to see it. Anybody who knows me knows I do a lot of nude. I do a lot of nude shots. I really do. I do a lot of nude shots. But this one was me. Basically, you got all ass. No clothes. You got ass and heels. That's what you got. And
wow.
He wasn't too fond of that being up there, you know. And
I understand. I respect that. I understand.
No.
I understand.
You know, if we were still in just the boyfriend girlfriend stage, it would be different. You know, because
mm-hmm.
like when he said he thought that, I was like, "Look, not still sex for a living. You know, deal with it." And I still feel sex for a living, but me telling him to deal with it, you know, I'm talking about the man who is getting ready to be my husband. And some things that if he says that he doesn't want to see that, I, as his wife, I should be able to respect that. You know,
I agree.
I'm still going to be. So for anybody who thinks that I got whipped, no, this is out of respect. This has nothing to do with being whipped, you know.
No, you're not whipped.
I'm not his girlfriend. I'm his. I'm his fiance, and
fiance, difference.
This is not what he wants to see,
mm-hmm.
and I definitely have to respect that because, you know, because all you motherfuckers know what my pussy looks like on a regular basis and everything else does not mean he wants y'all seeing it, you know. since this is not one of his wants and desires, you know. And I'm not, you know, and I'm no longer a stripper, you know. I haven't, when he met me, I wasn't a stripper. I've been with D since he's met me, you know. I'm going to respect it, you know. I mean, if I was a stripper, he probably would. I think if I was stripping, he might would love it, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he would.
I'm so glad they didn't have YouTube and camera phones back then. Oh, my God.
Oof. Oh, wow.
Oh, how much?
That's a good point. Or Periscope.
Oh, Lord.
But anyway, in those places, I mean, I don't know about the place where you stripped at, but lighting usually is not good in those type of places to film anything.
Oh, the lighting.
Really?
No, the lighting was very well in our club. Because you have to realize that you got your girls on stage, and
mm-hmm.
where I was at, because you always had two on the stage, you know. You had your feet, you had your main, and then you had your next one. But then you also had, depending on who was paying, you had a girl in the shower. So you have to have your lighting because the girl in the shower got her money. And I made a lot of my money. I made a lot of my money in the shower. You know, I was the cleanest damn bitch in the club. Okay, so. To get in that shower, and now it ain't shit for $25. But you know, back then, you're talking about if you want me to really put on a show in the shower. Now I would just randomly go into the shower, but if you want me to put on a show while I'm in there, then you're paying $25. Believe me. I mean, that's in the shower.
See, I was thinking of a show special idea about this. Like, I will host it, and it would be like Diaries of a Stripper from my stripper days. It would be you and Sierra, and I will host it. And I will come up with certain questions that you can answer, and people will call in if they have, you know, I don't know, it just hit my head. It just, you know, like a special.
That might be
kind
of fun because... No, it wouldn't be a regular show. It would probably be like
a special,
you know.
I would do it.
You know, we could do it in a place of 1 hour Friday night shows and do the special. And me and Sierra wouldn't know. Oh, shit, we can do it on a Friday night because the download is on Friday night.
Speaking of shows,
and I'm not trying to be funny, but I just thought about this. For all of you chocolate radio fans,
I talk to Naomi.
Chocolate Radio is going to be on hiatus for a while. There's some things going on, but Chocolate Radio probably will not be back until at the earliest late spring. I talked to her because she's going to actually, something for you guys to look at, look forward to. Naomi is actually coming back onto our show, and
nice.
She's going to do our Friday night show. This show will not be about. This will be about Kiss makeup, her makeup line that I wear, and I'll be, you know, so the highlight of the show. She's going to talk about it, you know. So,
okay,
I'm sure that she will not mind taking questions about the industry. But at the end of the day, the reason for her coming on is so that we can get the word out about a Kiss. I love, you know, anybody who knows. And I got the rest of my makeup. So, oh my God, that shit looks so good. I told her yesterday too, because I wore them. But I have now my full, you know, I have my make, I have my eyeshadow, my blush, I have everything now. I have the full set, and and she sent me a cute ass makeup bag. Oh my God, it has the Kisses on it, so it's really cute.
Nice.
But
nice.
She will be, you know, and like I said, I'm not here to be a Debbie Downer. It's just that when I was talking to her, there's a lot going on that I'm not privy to say, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you guys don't think that she's abandoning you or she's just ignoring you, she's really got a whole lot going on. And when we were talking, it came up because I was telling her that I need to have her on the show, and I was asking. I said I wanted to make sure I didn't conflict with her show, and she said, well, they're going to be on hiatus for a while. Because there's so much stuff going on. And like
I said,
you know, but in the meantime, for all you Naomi fans, come listen to us. You know, I'm not Naomi. You know, I'm not going to try to be Naomi. You know, put the word out, you know, that you guys can come listen to us. You know,
can't wait.
I don't, like I said, not to be a Debbie Downer, but
Well, you know. What's more important is that she's okay. That's the more important thing.
You know what? There's nothing physically wrong. You know, for anybody who's concerned, there's nothing physically wrong with Naomi. There's just some other things that are going on. And like I said, it is up to, you know, her to divulge her business. That's not my place. But there's some transitions going on. And one of the things I will say, I can say this, a Kiss is her main focus right now. So there's so much going on with a Kiss that she doesn't want to take away from it because this is her baby. This, you know, if you don't know her, been in the works for so long, you know, and when you give birth to a baby like this, it's something that you just, you know, it's like when I released my first toy, you know, it's one of those things where you have to really put your heart and everything into it, and you don't want anything to distract you. And at the end of the day, a Kiss is her baby. This is, you know, she has carried this baby for all this time, and she done gave birth. And, you know, she making sure this child is raised right, you know. And I know y'all like that. I really get, but that's the analogy of it. You know, there's no sugarcoating it. That is the true analogy of it.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
You know, and this is her baby, and she's taking care of her baby. And at the end of the day, I tell you one thing, I'm helping her with her baby because this baby is a nice baby. I'm liking it. Okay.
You love it so much you wish you could adopt it, right?
You know what? And for anybody who says I like it because I get free products, let me put this disclaimer out there. All of my Kiss products I have paid for. You know, so for anybody, and James knows this because when I placed my order, I was saying that, and I was right, she didn't know who it was.
I'm not surprised.
Until I called, she said when she saw I sent a text message, or I called, whatever I did. She's like, what is this? And yes, we do, and for you idiots who say y'all don't know each other, we know each other's legal names, but you got to realize, we don't never get a chance to do shit in public without y'all around, so we have to go by our other names all the time. So, you know, it's like I said, it's one of those where it's like, okay, trying to call her by her legal name is hard when you people are around. It is.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Yeah.
So it's like this beautiful cruise that we went on. Real hard, you know. It was supposed to be vacation, but Naomi was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know y'all like, I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm keeping it real.
No.
Mm-hmm. Because we knew, everybody knew Ms. V was going to be there. You know, I never made it a secret that Ms. V was going.
Mm-hmm.
But Naomi wasn't supposed to be there. Y'all were supposed to find out after the fact that Naomi was there. I'm serious.
Funny.
You don't know how pissed we was. Because, see, we couldn't, we wanted to clown. And we couldn't clown on some of our shit because, you know.
Yeah.
So shit happened that we didn't like, and we couldn't clown. You know how bad it is when you can't clown?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to turn it up on the ship. I told you because I fooled you for being alone.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to turn some shit up. And, you know, when you miss V, you can't turn shit up, you know. Because I'm always, you know, Naomi is always keeping sexy, and I say always keep it classy sexy, you know. So I can't be turning
mm-hmm.
shit up when I'm keeping it classy sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to turn some shit up. But that'd be another story. But you guys have a great evening.
Yes.
We're going to be back tomorrow night, and definitely you want to listen because I'm not going to spend the whole – well, I'm not going to lie. I don't know how much time we're going to spend on Exotica. But we're going to be talking about Exotica and, you know, what's going on with this. You know, if you know anybody who is affiliated with Exotica who's not afraid to come talk, which, like I said, I know this also was just filed, so it's one of those things where out of respect for the Exotica people, I'm not even going to ask them to come talk on the lawsuit because I think that it's premature, you
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
especially
mm-hmm.
with, you know, this is a major lawsuit. This ain't no bullshit lawsuit, you know.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but definitely we're going to be talking about it. And like I know, James, you're going to be like, okay, what's this? You know, because it's something that we don't never hear about.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
you know, we always hear about Exotica's going to be here, here, and here. We never hear about Exotica suing somebody. So
No. That's a good, definitely,
you guys have
definitely
a great evening.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a great evening, and we will talk
you
to you
too.
Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And I, you know what? I might be a little lit, but don't worry about it. I still do good when
Yay.
I'm lit.
Yes.
And we hope. Let's hope that I have power. Okay.
yeah. There's no wind advisory going on like a week ago. Don't need that shit no more.
And I might be periscoping, so you guys really want to listen because if I'm periscoping, you guys will probably be able to watch me on Periscope while the show is going. I got my tablet to work, so
nice.
I'll actually be able to be on the air and I'll be periscoping.
So you so it's
that's
official.
My goal.
So officially, you're starting tomorrow.
I'm
going to
try.
I'm going to try.
I'll. You know,
cool.
Once I know for sure, but
cool.
you guys will find out a couple hours before the show that I'll be here with open.
All right, cool. That's what's up.
So, have a great evening, everyone.
Bye. Yes. Bye. See you tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. Ladies and tomatoes. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.